Hello, hi friends, this is Soumendra Naik and I welcome you again to the next session on Rural Dynamics. The chapter for today's discussion is all about role of NABARD and other cooperative societies that are very much essential for the rural development. Coming to NABARD, NABARD is the National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development. It is the apex development financial institution in India, which is fully owned by the Government of India. It is headquartered in Mumbai and with all its regional offices spread across all geographies of India. It is one of the premier agencies providing the development credit in rural areas. If we talk about the genesis of NABARD, NABARD was formed as a predecessor to a committee called CRAFICARD. This CRAFICARD committee was formed in the year 1981, which was asked to evaluate the financial credit which is available to the rural masses for the overall progress and development. The committee came out with a report, and based on this report, NABARD was formed in the year 1982 on 12th of July. Coming to the role of NABARD, NABARD is India's specialized bank of agriculture and rural development. So this bank has been entrusted with matters concerning the policy, planning and operations in the field of credit for agriculture and other economic activities in rural areas in India. NABARD is very much active in developing financial inclusion policy. All the roles that NABARD plays can be broadly divided into under three categories. The first is the financial, the second is the developmental goals, and the third is about supervision. So we'll discuss about all the three roles as we go ahead in this presentation. NABARD has been instrumental in creating the rural social innovations and social enterprises in the rural hinterlands. It has processed partnered with about 4,000 partner organizations in grounding many of the interventions, such as the SAG Bank Linkage Program. SAG is the self-help group bank linkage program. Here actually they connected get all the SAGs connect with the different banks which can finance them, and then they are into the tree-based tribal communities livelihood initiatives. NABARD is also into the watershed approach in soil and water conservation, where it plays a very prime role in conserving the soil as well as the water for the current and the next generations. So when talking about the different interventions, what NABARD plays in the society in regards to the development of the rural society, NABARD is very much linked into the SAG Bank Linkage Program, where it links various banks for financing the self-help groups mainly formed at the rural level for the upliftment of the rural society. These self-help groups are mainly formed by the women members of the society. They are also into the tree-based tribal communities livelihood initiatives, and they work with various tribal societies for their upcoming upliftment. NABARD is very much active in the watershed management projects, and they are into the watershed approach in soil as well as water conservations. NABARD is again into the increasing crop productivity initiatives through lead crop initiatives or dissemination of information flow to agrarian communities through farmer clubs. Here NABARD provides the technology, they provide the best possible inputs, they are linked with various public and private partnership players for providing the best of facility and service as well as crop advisory to the farmers. NABARD virtually plows back all the profits for development spending in their unending search for solutions and answers. NABARD is the most important institution in the country which looks after the development of the cottage industry, small-scale industries and village industry and all sort of other rural industries which are very much significant when it comes to the rural hinterland. NABARD also reaches out to allied economics and support and promotes integrated development. So when we are talking about all the three parameters where NABARD is very much active in its role, like the financing, development, as well as the kind of supervision that it does for all the other cooperatives and RRBs. So NABARD plays a very significant role in all the three aspects of it. NABARD serves as an apex financing agency for the institution providing investment and production, credit for promoting the various development activities in rural areas. NABARD take measures towards institution building for improving absorptive capacity of the credit delivery system, including the monitoring, formulation of rehabilitation schemes, then restructuring of credit institutions and training of personnel and various other activities that they are into. NABARD refinances the financial institution which finance the rural sector. If we talk about the financing part, NABARD mainly does two kinds of financing. The first is the direct financing, the second is the refinancing. So in case of refinancing, they are associated with World Bank and Asian Development Bank and various other bodies which actually with whose fund actually they refinance the rural sector again for the upliftment. NABARD partakes in development of institutions which help the rural economy as a whole. If we talk about NABARD, it also keeps a check on its client institutes. It regulates the institutions which provide financial help to the rural economy. It provides training facilities to the institutions working in the field of rural development. It also regulates and supervises the cooperative banks and the RRBs throughout India wherever they are connected with NABARD. That's why NABARD also regard like it has a very clear picture on its website which talks about the banyan tree, and it always describes that the banyan tree grows not based on the stem of it but on the prop roots which are its branches, and these branches are depicting the partnerships that NABARD plays in the rural economy with various other cooperative banks, RRBs and various other SHGs linkage, where actually it helps the all the rural masses to come forward. NABARD is also known for its SHG bank linkage program. So let me first tell you what a SHG is. SHG is normally formed by a group of people, normally women from the rural area, who collaboratively join to form some kind of mutual venture. So they invest with few amount, whatever they have as a funding for this venture to take off. And once the venture take off, then they go on investing and they reap the benefits in terms of returns. So whatever returns they get out of that, some amount they reinvest into the venture again, and they keep on rotating this cycle of income and returns. So for this initial investment, they always need some kind of funding, because these women are mainly from a group of class which is economically challenged class in the rural society. So these women, when they get some kind of funding from the bank who lends them, even the microfinance, the NBFCs who lend them on a regular basis, and this is how they rotate the cycle of income generation. So NABARD played a very crucial role in linking up all these banks and SHGs to these self-help groups. So it is a great opportunity to understand that this particular project, which was initiated by NABARD in the year 1992, has become the world's largest microfinance project in terms of SHG linkage. And largely because SHGs are mostly composed mainly of poor women, this has evolved into an important Indian tool for microfinance as well as a tool of women empowerment. NABARD has also a portfolio of natural resources management program, which involves diverse fields like watershed development, tribal development and farm innovations through dedicated funds set for all of or each of these purposes. NABARD supervises the state cooperative banks and the district cooperative central banks, as well as the RRBs, which are the regional rural banks, and it conducts statutory inspections and audit of these banks on a regular basis. NABARD refinances. We already talked about NABARD's finance, and these are normally the direct finances. Now we are going to talk about some of the refinances activities that NABARD does in its financing wing. So NABARD refinances the fund from the World Bank and Asian Development Bank, and they do it to state cooperative, agriculture and rural development banks. They do it for the state cooperative banks, normally known as SCBs, and they do it for the regional rural banks, the RRBs, as well as the commercial banks and other financial institutions approved by the RBI. while the ultimate beneficiaries of investment credit can be individuals, it can be partners, and it can be companies, even the state-owned corporations or cooperative societies. Production credit is generally given to individuals. NABARD has a role in rural development, which is very crucial and very phenomenal. And NABARD is set up as an apex development bank by the government of India with a mandate for facilitating credit flow for promotion and development of agriculture, cottage and village industries. NABARD, when it was set up initially, it started with a funding of 100 crore. And now the paid up capital of NABARD has 10,580 crore. Through assistance of Swiss agencies for development and cooperation, NABARD set up the Rural Innovation Fund. Rural Innovation Fund is a fund which is designed to support the innovative or risk-friendly unconventional experiments that is done in these sectors that would have the potential to promote livelihoods opportunities and also generate a lot of employment in these rural areas. Rural Infrastructure Development Fund, this is also known popularly as RIDF, is another noted scheme for the bank for rural development. Under the RIDF scheme, ₹51,282 crore have been sanctioned for 2,44,651 projects covering irrigation, rural roads and bridges, healthcare, education, soil conservation, water schemes and several other projects which are very much essential for the overall development of a rural area. The assistance is extended to individuals. It is also extended to the NGOs who are the helping hands of NABARD in the rural areas. It also extends assistance to cooperatives because they are one of the biggest body not only in the development phase but also they help NABARD a lot in the financing phase also. Then it also extends assistance to self-help groups and for any kind of self-help group, for example, any kind of artisans in weaving or in kind of poultry or any kind of dairy business. So what it does is NABARD not only imparts the technology, it also imparts the proper knowledge, the advisory, and even it gives a platform where actually they link their produce to the market. So it creates a platform where it brings both the buyers and the sellers together. For example, recently NABARD Associa, they have arranged a platform in Mumbai where actually they have brought down all the handicraft weavers throughout India who have come and displayed their products, and they have gained lot of assignments not just from India, even outside from India. So this is way NABARD helps lot of people, particularly the self-help groups. And then NABARD also gives assistance to the Panchayati Raj institutions who have the expertise and willingness to implement, innovate ideas and improve the quality of the life in rural areas overall. NABARD has started a new direct lending facility under the umbrella program for natural resource management, popularly known as UPNRM. Under this facility, financial support for natural resource management activities can be provided as a loan at a reasonable rate of interest. The sanctioned projects include honey cultivation, which is known as apiary by the tribals in Maharashtra, Tusar value chain by a women producer company, popularly known as Masuta, and ecotourism in Karnataka. These are the few examples. And apart from that, there are several other activities that NABARD is involved into. So friends, after discussing about NABARD and all its initiatives and what all facilities it is providing to the rural people in India for their upliftment, now we will discuss something about the other cooperative societies which are functioning and are very much essential in the current system of rural India. What is the need of the rural India? The rural people, they are served by different forms of private and government organizations, including the partnership firms, cooperative companies and charitable trust. So government each year spends lakhs of crores of rupees to reach out to these people on the front of rural development. But cooperatives working in rural areas playing a noteworthy role in this total processes or system. So for example, like the Gujarat Dairy Cooperative and Maharashtra Sugar Cooperative, they are some of the major contributor in the upliftment of the rural masses in those areas. When we talk about the other aspect, the main aim of cooperative was to get the poor and indebted farmers out of poverty and out from the clutches of the money lenders. Within very short span of time, or the role of cooperatives extended beyond agriculture credit. Although it initially started with agriculture, but then they saw a lot of scope and opportunity which are into different professions apart from agriculture, and hence they extended. It started covering activities such as production, farming, marketing, as well as processing. So like it's a kind of end-to-end cycle, right from the producing of certain commodities to the final processing and even marketing. So it involves the entire value chain of value addition. The cooperatives are now playing a very significant role in the socio-economic development of our country, especially the rural India. In India, there are four major types of cooperatives: the primary agriculture credit societies or service societies, normally known as PACs. Then we have the agriculture non-credit societies. And then the third category is the agriculture cooperative marketing societies. And finally, we have the cooperative farming societies. Cooperatives provide credit to the farmers, the most needed thing in the farming, from a local area whenever it is needed and without any delay and without any much hassle to the farmers, who are mostly they lack in education, and it is very difficult sometimes to go through all those documentation. So cooperative is a easy and convenient way to reach out to them. Apart from this, cooperatives help the farmers by providing top quality fertilizers, seeds, insecticides, and any kind of agrochemicals like pesticides, etc., at a very reasonable price. Since they buy in bulk, hence the price they can negotiate. Farmers also get marketing, warehouse facilities, and transportation support from the cooperatives. There are many perishable produce which the farmer produce, and when the market is not ready to, because of the price which is lagging in the market, the farmer has an option to store it with the cooperative. And in place of that, the cooperative assures storing the produce and giving him a certificate where actually he can take a money on lend, and then he need not have to go for a distress sale. The service cooperative societies, they help the farmer and marginal farmer, particularly the small and marginal farmers, with lending out tractors, threshers, etc. on rent. The rural cooperative societies are now entering into real estate business also. They are also venturing to very different industries like the power, insurance, healthcare, and even the communication sector. If this keep on working with an objective of development, then days are not far when quality of rural life would be far better than urban life. At least they can be similar to their urban counterparts. So friends, before we conclude this chapter on NABARD and other cooperative societies, let us re-emphasize few important points. So in this chapter, we discussed about what is NABARD, how important it is for the rural development, the genesis of NABARD, how it has been formed, under the recommendation of which committee, and the year and other things. Then we also talked about the role of NABARD, how crucially it is playing a very important role in the upliftment of development of the rural society, the kind of linkages it has with the banks, with the other NGOs, with the other SHGs, and various other phenomenal partners who actually help NABARD to reach out to its rural masses. We then talked about the cooperative societies, what are the different four kinds of cooperative societies existing in our country, and what all developmental goals do they have, and how these cooperative societies are coming forward to help the rural masses, not just in farming, but even beyond farming, like they have ventured into various other sectors as well. So with all this, I would like to end this chapter. Thank you very much.